this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. I'm Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team. As always, you can contact me direct on my cell phone at 727-8977. Well, John, we always like to thank you and the station for working to make this happen. So, Mr. John McKay, another hot week. Have you managed to, you haven't wilted away to nothing over there yet.
No, and the pool with the new pump is working great, and we're looking forward to rooster tails out on the river.
Boy, did you ever put that new pump and pool in at the right time? We could have used that the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you have been getting great use out of that thing.
The dogs have been getting use out of it.
Fantastic. That is awesome. And we have with us again in the studio our resident in-house lending expert, Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
You know, I'm doing great, Lance. Getting ready to head out on a honeymoon and heading to Alaska. So you got me for this week, but not next.
Okay, well, we don't want to interrupt with that. So that's a valid excuse. We let you off for the wedding, and we'll let you off for the honeymoon. But that's about it, I think.
I'll be thinking of you guys next weekend while I'm sitting in the Kenai River fishing.
Okay, well, you guys have a great, fantastic time. And we'll try to hold down the fort next week and drop some knowledge around here. Well, we always like to start with our crazy celebrity real estate story. Last week, I think we had Walt Disney's house. Not quite as impressive, but still extremely impressive in my book. Mm-hmm. We have LaDainian Tomlinson. Tom, football guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. No, he's the real deal.
Well, he's back to his home state, and so he has moved back to his home state of Texas, and he had a house on 13 acres that he had built in San Diego. And so this place...
13 acres. I'm guessing that's not real affordable.
No. 13 acres near San Diego, built in 2004, and this place is absolutely incredible. 10,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, detached guest house, hidden theater room, and this theater room, these pictures are incredible. If you just type in LaDainian Tomlinson San Diego home, it'll come up. He put in his theater room, not only did he do a theater room, which is just rock star status as it is, but he made it look like an old drive-in, and the way he did that was by putting old restored cars that had been cut in half on each side of the wall.
Oh.
So it actually looked like cars were in the theater room.
Wow.
So I'd never seen that before. So
I wonder if they had 47 seats, enough for the entire traveling squad of the Chargers.
Maybe. Oh, man. It's pretty incredible. So that house is on the market, and that's what happens. People's job changes, right? So he's
keeping busy with NFL Network.
He's off with NFL Network, back to his hometown, working on his foundation. So job transfer, basically. I mean, I guess we could kind of call it that. And those changes bring about major changes with people and property. And we're seeing a lot of that right now in Tri-Cities. We're getting a lot of relocation here. We've helped clients in the last couple of weeks from New Mexico, North Carolina. We had some in from Maine, I think. So we're getting a lot of relocation business coming into Tri-Cities. And I like to see that, because that keeps our market really strong. People always ask, where are all these people coming from? A lot of them are coming from that. We've kind of had a little bit of job creation going on. Things have been pretty stable at the site. So we're seeing that, and we're seeing that in the market and what's happening. So here we are, just over the six-month mark. So one thing I always like to do about this time is really kind of do a mid-year update on where are we at with sales numbers through the six-month mark. And it is looking, I tell you what, it is so close to last year. When I ran the numbers, it was actually within, and I don't know with all the variables how this could even happen, but we were tracking within 3 sales.
Wow.
Last year,
June
through June. So
that was stability.
Yeah, it was. And so, you know, and I knew it had to be pretty close because we were kind of seeing each month as we went through. come up. So we are sitting right at about 6 month mark, 1,535 homes sold. And so just slightly above last year through June, same time period, was 1,532.
Huh.
So, I mean, we're just right there. Now, that was a big jump over 2012. That same number was only 1,385, so about another 150 sales through the first half of the year than we had in 2012. And the same thing in 2011, that number was 1,370. So climbing very, very steadily and really strong sales numbers. I mean, we talked about having low inventory the last couple months, and I think those strong sales numbers are part of the reason that we had that low inventory. When you look, those sales were just happening, and it's really reflected when we get into the data and look at the numbers. Another fun thing on the mid-year checkup that I always kind of like to take a look at, and that is which cities are selling the most. And this has been an up and down kind of change over the last couple of years. So, Tom, hit me with the most percentage of sales.
Here in Tri-City.
Yep. Which of the four? We're including West Richland. Yes, we love you out there in West Richland.
I'm going to put it in order. I'm going to go.
You're going to do the whole thing.
I'm going to put it in order.
I'm just asking you for one. Go for it.
Okay. I'm going to go Kennewick, then Richland, Pasco, West Richland.
Okay, this lender knows his stuff, people.
I got it?
Yeah, we did not even talk about this before coming.
Now, this is total or per capita?
What did you just say? This is total.
Okay, I'm trying to sound smart.
Total number of sales. So, and Tom hit it just right. Kennewick coming in number one. 34% of those sales happened in Kennewick. So, a lot of growth. I mean, there's been a lot of push. There's a lot of land being developed, a lot of subdivisions going.
Yeah.
And so, Kennewick is really making a growth run and getting a big share of those sales. So,
turn around and Orchard's disappearing.
Well,
yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is a shift from, what, 3, 4, 5 years ago where Pasco.
And that's why you really were stepping out there putting Richland in front of Pasco.
Uh-huh.
But you knew what you were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And it's close. It's very close. But, yes, this is a big change from just 3 years ago when Pasco was just growing leaps and bounds. And so they kind of had to catch their breath. And there's been some things that were done out there with development and charges that definitely slowed the growth out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whether that was by plan or not, there's plenty of guests
we could
invite.
There are
5 more shows that we could argue about that with. But Richland has 25% of those sales, and then Pasco 24%.
Mm.
And then West Richland is chugging along 7% of the total sales. So, and that shocked me a little bit. There had been, I thought West Richland might have creeped up just a little bit more than that. There had been some new subdivisions and some growth out there. I think we might see that number grow a little bit in the next couple of years. There's a lot of land availability out there and some growth that direction. But yeah, some of the newer developments. Richland has seen White Bluffs development, Badger Mountain South, Riata. All of those areas have really kind of come online with some additional building in those city limits.
Where are we seeing most of the new construction at?
Well, you're still seeing the Keene Road corridor in Richland just kind of dominating right now.
Right.
West Cliff up there, some stuff around Badger Mountain Elementary. So quite a bit of that. And then if you go to Kennewick, you know, that really puts us out kind of around the new hospital. South Ridge, South Kennewick area. So that's kind of where we're at. And yes, for our engineers out there that have realized that we're 10% short, because those numbers I gave you add up to 90%, I don't want you to think we screwed up the math. The other 10% comes in surrounding areas between like Bend City, Burbank, and some other sales in our MLS that fall into some of those other cities. So
okay.
The math is correct. I just wanted to let you know. I just didn't report all of those smaller percentages.
What if a little balls fell off his abacus?
Yes, I'm doing okay. I got that one right. So that's kind of what's going on with our sales, and that's what's contributed to a strong market right now and what we're seeing there. We're coming up against our first heartbreak. When we come back, we're going to break down the price ranges a little bit and see at what price range, what percentage of homes have been selling in the first half of 2014.
Right here on News Talk 870.
To the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about kind of our mid-year checkup on the market, kind of getting an overall view of where sales are at, where the market is, and what's going on. So everything just real good right now. We've had continued interest rates to have stayed down. Tom's been keeping his, you know, he's been keeping his thumb on interest rates and holding them down.
Ryan.
Yeah,
Ryan,
we appreciate that, Tom. You know, thanks for taking all of that for us on.
Also pegging the meter, Mr. I know where all the homes are selling.
Yeah. So we are having a blast with our mid-year checkup. Before we talk a little bit more about what price ranges are selling and how that relates to a percentage of the market, let's get a lending update on, seriously, Tom, what's going on over there?
You know, Lance, I thought it would be a great opportunity just to talk about a mid-year checkup in regards to finances and people who are maybe getting ready to purchase in 3 months, 6 months, maybe at the first of next year, and maybe they're doing the things now to get themselves in a better situation when that time comes, put them in the best loan program they can get. So when we're talking about someone qualifying for the best program possible, I know you know what I'm going to start with. It's credit.
Absolutely.
It's always credit.
Absolutely.
Credit is the number one thing that can affect someone getting a great loan program or just an okay loan program.
Gotcha.
So I want to just go over the different aspects of credit and what builds a credit score, what people can do to improve their credit score. So if they are buying, let's say, at the end of the year or maybe the first of next year,
John, are we going to blow up in here? Like, what is that noise?
Actually, that is a power supply unit.
Oh.
It's a little chirp.
Sorry, you got me distracted.
Oh, well, I wasn't sure if a bomb was about to go off or something, because I'm like, should I be running or continue the show?
No, it's absolutely fine.
Okay.
It's a way of saying my battery is running low.
We have no filter here, folks. I'm sorry. We're not as polished as Glenn Beck
and
Sean.
Well, it's a live show.
Okay.
It'll turn off in a minute, so I'll just turn. I'm closest to it.
Okay, so I just want to make sure, Tom, help us out with credit. I wasn't sure if that was like a credit alert. Oh, there we go. It's off now. Like, yeah. I was like, your credit is in danger. I thought you were doing sound effects over there.
Well, okay. So, different types of categories that can affect your credit. That's what we're talking about. So, the first and most important category, you could probably guess this, is late payments. If you have a lot of late payments, it's going to hurt your score.
Absolutely.
And it takes time to get away from those late payments before you see your scores rebound. So if you're thinking about buying a house here soon, and maybe you know you're not so great about making your payments on time, or maybe you're a couple days late here and there, consider just setting everything up on auto pay, and that'll just ensure that everything gets paid on time, and you don't have any surprises come 6 months down the road when I pull your credit when we're wanting to buy a house. The next thing I want to talk about is what we call the utilization ratio, and this is the first thing we look at when we're trying to improve someone's credit scores. It has to do strictly with balances on credit cards in relation to their limits. Really simply put, the higher your balances are in relation to the limit, the lower your credit scores are going to be. So if you're trying to get your scores up, even if you're trying to get them up in a hurry, you're going to be buying in 2 months, pay your credit cards down. Now, I know this isn't as easy as it. I'm just saying, you know, it's harder than just going in and just paying them down, you know, for a lot of people. But, you know, anything that you could pay towards a credit card, $5, $10 over the payment, you know, $50, $100, the lower you get that balance in relation to the limit, you will see your credit scores go up. The next category is your age of account. So let's say you're following advice on paying your credit cards down, and now you have this credit card to zero balance and you're not going to use it anymore. Don't close that account. Just keep it open. Even if you want to act like it doesn't exist, if it doesn't have an annual fee, just cut that thing up, throw it away, and eventually the creditor will close it on their own. But by keeping that account open, you have just another account in there where maybe it's been open for 4 or 5 years. The longer you have these trade lines, the more your credit will go up. also by having a zero balance on that card in relation to that $1,000 limit, that's helping the utilization ratio out. So if you pay off a credit card and you're not going to use it anymore, cut it up, act like it doesn't exist, but just don't close it. And that will keep your credit scores going up. The last thing that I want to chat about is just new inquiries. If you think you're going to be buying a house in 6 months, don't open any new accounts. Don't let anyone pull your credit. Just keep the inquiries off your credit report. Now, this has a small impact, but if you have 10, 15 different inquiries, that impact starts growing. And it's important for maybe for your initial consultation with a lender, if maybe you're just trying to get prepared, to get your credit pulled. Otherwise, you're not going to really know where you're at. But try to avoid getting new inquiries after you get that initial one, because you don't want to see your scores going down and being lower than what they could be. Now, next thing I want to talk about just on this mid-year checkup is saving up for a down payment. Now, we have a few different zero-down loan programs out there, but people should keep in mind that the more of a down payment they have to make on a house, the better your financing terms will be. USDA, great zero down loan. VA is probably the best zero down loan. And then we have our Home Advantage program, and all those programs get people into houses with zero down. Now, each of these programs have downsides, though. Now, I always try to stress to people, if you can come up with 5% down, you're going to get into a really good loan program. It's where everyone should try to get to if you can. Now, if circumstances don't lead you to the point where you can get 5% down, there are options to get in with less. But if you have time, maybe you're buying in 6 months, 8 months, if you start saving now, it'll be a lot easier than trying to come up with that 5% all the way down a month before closing. Now, if you followed all of our tips that we did on the Spring Checkup Show, which was a few months back, you probably have a good down payment already, you know, building up. So you're probably well on your way to getting there. But if you have kind of a unique scenario or just a specific question, or you want to see how something applies to your specific financial situation, definitely feel free to give me a call. Even if you're not buying for 6 months, a year, I'd be happy to chat with you and give you some pointers or some tips on how things apply to your scenario to make sure you are getting in that best program when you're ready to buy a house.
Well, you might be pleasantly surprised.
And
you
know, what
you might think you're not available for something, and he goes,
absolutely, and we've had that happen. And what is, I mean, just out of curiosity, what's kind of the credit score where, like, you guys are like, oh, that's great, you qualify for pretty much any program we have? Like, what's kind of the high credit score where you're like, oh, that's great?
You know, 740 and above, everyone's
740.
Yep, everyone's going to get the same pricing.
Okay.
I remember when I started doing loans 10 years ago, that number was 680.
Oh, wow.
And so that pendulum's really shifted to where we want to see higher scores. Now, you can get into loans with less than 740, and a lot of our programs go down to 620, and some even as low as 580. But if you want the absolute best pricing, you can get 740 and above.
Okay, gotcha. I was wondering about that. Okay, perfect. Because, yeah, it's always, I mean, it's always interesting. You see people, and occasionally you see those folks that are just the gleaming star, like 800, and you're like, wow, you're awesome.
You know, the funniest thing is when I got a husband and wife sitting there, and
one's a little better,
they always say, oh, ha, 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 ha. Every single time.
Every time. That's why I said that as soon as you said that, because I've done that with Karen before.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And it just irritates the heck out of her if mine's ever a little higher than hers.
Yeah.
Or not competitive or anything.
No.
Well, awesome information, Tom, and that's good stuff to know about, and always something to kind of be watching and maintaining and looking at and just making sure that you're keeping that in the scenario you need, especially when you're looking at buying a house, because that's going to make a big, big difference.
Well, these loans are staying around for a long time, you know, 30 years in some cases. So, you know, do a little bit of work, get yourself prepared, and get into the best program you can.
Well, fantastic. So back to kind of our mid-year checkup. Where's the market? What's it doing? And what ranges are kind of the sales in through the first 6 months of 2014? Now, this stays pretty consistent year to year, but I'm always kind of watching this and checking these ranges out because it helps us identify a trend, or if you have a house in a specific range that you're trying to sell. People always say, what is the sweet spot? Like, where are the houses that I want to sell? So in 2014, through the first half of the market, I broke it down into kind of $100,000 increments. And in the Tri-Cities market here, 0 to 100,000, 0 to 99,999 through the first 6 months of the year. We had 157 sales. Okay. Now, that was representative across the MLS with what was done in the MLS of... So 0 to 100,000 represents about 9% of our market. Huh. So I was actually a little less than I was thinking. We help a lot of first-time home buyers and stuff too, but I thought, you know, when I ran these reports, I thought, that's just a little bit less than I was thinking. Now, the next price point for Tri-Cities, 100,000 to 200,000. Any guesses, gentlemen?
This is going to be a huge percentage. I'm going to say in the 30s.
37.
Okay. It was actually 47%.
Wow. Ooh, I win and I get your showcase.
Yes. 100 to 200,000 through the first half of 2014 represented 47% of the sales. So that just kind of lets you know if you have a house in that price point, just purely looking at gross number of sales and market sales, that's going to be the easiest price point to sell.
But it also tells me, too, that you probably have to make sure you're pricing it where it needs to be priced because there's a lot of other homes out there and you've got to be competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot. I mean, that's a lot of sales, 781 sales right into that bracket. After that, we go to 200 to 300,000. So 200 to 300,000. If you remember, the average price point of Tri-Cities right now is running right around average sales price, right around 210,000. 200 to 300,000 was fairly strong in the first half of the year. 461 sales, 28% of the market. So still very, very good number of sales, 200 to 300,000 representing 28% of the market. So when you look, and you know, people always ask from 100 to 300, and that goes right with our average sales price, is we had almost 70% of the market in those brackets.
You know what I'd be interested to see is 7 years ago, what were these numbers? Because the average person stays in their house maybe 7 years or so.
Oh, absolutely, right.
And how much are these values increasing over that time frame, and how much equity are people putting in their pocket?
Yeah, you know what? And I can prepare that. That's a whole other show.
That's a good idea.
And I can't do that calculation off the top of my head, Mr. Tom Coyne. That is a great question, and I will do that analysis for another show.
Okay,
that
good.
Is awesome. No, I can go back, and there's a lot of historical data in the multiple listing that I have access to, and I can run those reports.
So you got to tune in to the next show, guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you're on a quest now.
I'm on a quest now.
Holy Grail.
Notice that's the show he's leaving for, I think. Yeah. Okay, great. Have fun, guys. Do all the work. So the next bracket that we're at, 300 to 400,000. Dramatic drop, only 162 sales through the first half of 14, and that represents 9% of the market.
I was going to say 9 or 10%.
So 300 to 400,000, right about 9% of the market. Okay, and then we're going to step it up again, and we're going to go 4 to 500,000.
It's going down. 2%.
Very close. 3% of the market.
Mm. So I'm seeing a nice little bell curve.
You're seeing a nice little bell curve. And so that magic number, right after you dip, right after you dip over that 400,000 mark, we're taking a big dive down. And then we go over the $500,000 mark, 500 to 600,000. Any takers?
I'm going to guess
Six months, 500.
I'm going to say less than 20 transactions.
8.
Oh, McKay's on a roll today.
Jeez.
10!
Wow.
10 transactions. 10 sold homes through the MLS. And that represents a whopping 0.6%. Less than 1%. Not much difference. 600 to 700,000, there were 7 sales, 0.4%. And then I just gave up after 700. No, I didn't. So 700 and up, 5%. So that represents the last 0.3% of the market there. So over, basically, so we got 0.6, 0.4. So over 500,000, adding all those up, only at 1.3% of the market.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a different game. And it takes different marketing strategies, different people that we're trying to reach. And so one of the things we're always doing is we're analyzing these numbers. We're analyzing with our sellers what goes on in those price points and what we have to do to be one of those sold. We want to be a statistic. That's what I always tell people. We want to be, and specifically, we want to be a sold statistic. I want you in that report. And so those are the type of things that we're looking at with people and going over when we're talking about pricing and helping people get those homes priced.
You know, Lance, I want to just throw something out here. It's really awesome that with Umpqua, all the new loan programs we rolled out, and maybe that we've come to the market and we have that great jumbo loan program with just 10% down, and I can't tell you the rate, but it is significantly less than our conforming rate. I wonder if that's going to help spur some activity in that higher price
point. Well, we would love it to, and that will help, definitely, because people will be able to qualify for those loans, and and a little bit of loosening there, and plus the new player to the market through Umpqua, and we can help people get into those if that's what works for them. So, yeah, we might see, and we'll be running, of course. We always do a year-end show. We do a six-month checkup, and we'll do a year-end show, and it'll be interesting to see how those percentages look as we finish out the year. So, overall, positive stuff, you know, positive numbers that we're seeing, lots of activity out there, and feeling pretty healthy. So, Tom, you just, I'll deal with the sales. You keep the interest rates low.
Okay.
And
we'll
just keep rocking along. But, folks, that's our mid-year checkup with what's going on in the Tri-Cities real estate market. Thanks again for tuning in. And before I finish up here, I just want to say thank you for all the referrals. They're just the radio show listeners and that are out there and have really referred us a ton of business in the last month or so. And so we really appreciate those referrals. We're putting on some amazing inventory right now. We're kind of having a mid-year surge of inventory. Next week, we'll have a fantastic pick three. I might even go pick six next week. So things are really heating up. And so we look forward to talking to you about some of those properties and highlighting those properties next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.